Dr. Curtella, first, your observations about James and his wanting to be Luna with his mother and James with his dad. Is this gender dysphoria, and can a six-year-old struggle with this?
A six-year-old child can certainly have gender dysphoria, but James's case does not really fit that definition. A young child who has gender dysphoria persistently and consistently will insist they are not their biological sex. But in this case, James is quite happy being a boy with his father and seems to behave and act like a girl with his mother. So there's some red flags there.
How does this differ from children this age simply being curious about gender?
There's some overlap. But generally, a child with true gender dysphoria is so upset, so emotionally upset by their biological sex that they will reach the point where they insist it's not who they are. So whereas a child who's just experimenting, they may try out different sex stereotyped playing or cross-dressing, things like this, but it's not a persistent or consistent habit.
What do you think would be the best thing for James in this situation?
The ideal approach here should be with a therapist who will objectively look at James and the very difficult situation they're in. This is a divorce situation. And basically assess what's different about when James is with mom and with James is with dad. There are cases, now I don't know these parents personally, but there is definitely the case in which some mothers in particular can experience gender mourning. Moms who so desperately wanted a girl but never gave birth to a daughter can enter a deep depression, and that depression is only lifted when one of their sons acts in an effeminate way or allows the mom to dress them as a girl. So there are cases like this in the literature.